Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue what we began yesterday to talk about the anointing of the Holy Spirit that we've been given. What does it mean to walk in the anointing of the Spirit? 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, John says very directly, very boldly, he said, "You have an anointing." So much so he said, you don't have need of a teacher. And he's putting his finger on a fundamental principle about the Christian life. And that is our first teacher is the Lord himself. And the Holy Spirit is the presence of the Lord in us. The Holy Spirit makes present who Jesus is and communicates as Jesus said he would. He said the Holy Spirit will manifest the glory of the Lord to us, as we talked about yesterday. He said the Holy Spirit will lead you to all truth. The Holy Spirit will be your advocate, the Holy Spirit. And so in us, Peter would say, another point is, greater is he that is in me. That's John as well, excuse me. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. There is a great power at work in you if you're baptized into Christ. And that great power is the presence of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is your anointing, the anointing that Jesus has. He's shared with each person who's been baptized into Christ. And that is really, it's the most significant reality that's working in your life. It's the most important thing possible for us. The presence of God dwelling in us. It's sharing in the inheritance that belongs to Jesus. It's being born again by the action of the Lord through the gift of the Holy Spirit given to us in baptism, confirmed, strengthened, empowered in confirmation, that is the beginning of what will be completed. It's God's work and transformation in us that's leading to its ultimate end, our great hope of sharing in the very glory that belongs to Jesus that we see through the help of the Holy Spirit. I want to look at, again, some paragraphs from the Catechism, a few Bible passages today. Hopefully, this can come alive more in us. You know, we just celebrated a few weeks ago the day of Pentecost and that beautiful run from Jesus' victory over Satan on the cross, on Calvary, on Good Friday, his rising from the dead, beginning the new creation in his person, passing from death to life, conquering all those powers of sin and death and darkness, the power of sin over our lives. Jesus ascending to heaven, we celebrated that. He's exalted at the right hand of the Father. He's enthroned. You know, Jesus said that when he was on the earth and began his ministry, he preached, he said, the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is unfolding. That God's life, God's plan, God's purpose, God's order, God's rule is unfolding in the coming of Jesus. He came literally to establish the Father's indestructible, undefeatable kingdom, his eternal kingdom. And it's for us. That's why he became one of us. And he was exalted to the right hand of the Father. And now the Father enthroned him there as king. And the anointing that was on Jesus, remember he had said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives and to obtain sight for the blind. He was quoting from Isaiah the prophet. He said, that's the anticipation the people of Israel had for the coming of the Messiah, the one who's particularly anointed. And Jesus is the one who's anointed by the Spirit in fullness. And now that fullness of the Spirit flows from Jesus like a great spring or a flood of God's grace coming from heaven to earth through the person of Jesus Christ, who is personally seeking to draw all men to himself, all men and women across the face of the earth into this profound gift and reality that Jesus now lives. It's absolute eternal freedom in the joy and the love of God for all eternity, living according to God's purpose. And so this is the picture that we get, and what Pentecost ultimately is all about is coming into and receiving this grace of the Holy Spirit that Pope Benedict XVI described as the culmination. This giving of the Spirit is the very culmination of Jesus' coming. Yes, he came to take away our sins, but Paul said he died for our sins and he was raised for our justification. He died for our sins. He destroyed death through his death. We've talked about that many times on the program, right? So he destroyed sin in his dying on the cross, but then he was raised. A new life began in him. A new creation began in him. And for our justification, justification for Paul means life. It means God's life, the divine life given to us who are alienated and separated from God We're now cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And then God gives us, the Lord gives us the Holy Spirit, which is a sharing in God's life that makes us new creatures, friends, with a whole new future, a destiny, and a destiny we can see by the grace of the Spirit in the person of Jesus, who's reigning in glory. That's why we talked yesterday from the catechism that the first mission of the Spirit is to reveal the glory of Jesus to us. He comes and we see it. We can experience it at times. Another place, paragraph 737 here from the catechism said, the Spirit prepares men and goes out to them with his grace in order to do what? To draw them to Christ. So the Holy Spirit is sent on mission, just like Jesus was sent on mission. The Holy Spirit's mission is to draw us to Christ so that we can see. And the catechism goes on, it says, the Spirit manifests the risen Lord to them. You know, you've heard many times in the program, and maybe you've experienced it in your own life, but what Jesus described in Acts chapter 1, he said, he came to baptize in the Holy Spirit. He came to baptize us in the Holy Spirit. That happened in baptism. And if we're living fully in that baptism, in that baptismal grace, that is an anointing, the coming of the Spirit, and the Spirit comes to what? To fulfill Jesus' promise from John's gospel that the Spirit would manifest the risen Lord to us. And then the Holy Spirit, this paragraph goes on, it says, recalls his word, Jesus' words to us and opens our mind to understand the meaning of his death and resurrection. He makes present the mystery of Christ supremely in the sacraments and the Eucharist. He brings reconciliation. He builds his body, brings about communion. So there's so much there that we're given in the Holy Spirit that the Lord wants us to be able to know and to understand. In 1 Corinthians, Paul puts it this way. He says, now we have received not the spirit of this world, but we've received the Spirit which comes from God. And then he explains for what reason, that we might understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who possess the Spirit. It's the only way you can understand. He said it's impossible for the fleshly mind, the earthly mind, on its own resources, to grasp and lay hold of the gifts given to us by God. But verse 12 again, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, now we have received not a spirit of the world. That's a good thing to say to yourself. Sometimes when you're reminding yourself, who are you? What have you been given by God? You might say, what are the fundamental resources? What are the graces, the power that you've been given to live a different way of life? Now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is from God, for the purpose that we might understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. I think, friends, many people go through life. Many people are baptized, and they don't pay much attention to this, that the Holy Spirit, if you're hungry and you're thirsty, and you want to know who is God, and what has God done for me? What has my Lord done for me? I want to understand the fullness of, because I see him. I he's so good. He's beautiful. He's powerful. He has a plan, but I don't know it very well. I don't know it deeply in a way that it's changing or transforming my life. And I feel as though I'm untouched by it. A lot of people feel that way. And so Jesus said, if you hunger and thirst, you're going to have your fill. So the key is hunger to know God. How do you do that? How will you know what he's done for you if you don't know him first? And the more we know about God and his goodness, his fiery love, his passion, his beauty, his majesty, his creativity, his desire to save, his desire to send his mercy, to cleanse us, to purify us, to empower us, his desire to engage us in his mission, to be a part of the great adventure of living with Christ as a disciple. All these things, what does it mean if you see him and you begin to understand his goodness toward you? And his posture toward you is one of love and tenderness and mercy and kindness. And your heart begins to trust him. And your heart grows in love for him. And you want to listen more. You want to be with him more. Friends, it's possible to be baptized, but to live a life that's quite distant from God. And that's flat. It doesn't have any energy. It doesn't have any dynamism to it. It's not a living conversation with a living person. It's not one in which we're growing and our heart is expanding. The love within us for God is expanding. And when that happens, guess what? Your love for your neighbor and your love for you, a healthy love for you that settles your soul and gives you a sense of great value and dignity, and calm settles in, and the fruits of the Spirit begin to characterize your life. Love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness begins to replace what? Discouragement, despair, bitterness, anger, all the kinds of things that dominate the human mind and heart. The narratives about the past, the fears about the future, you know, the disappointments in the present that just kind of dominate us, the feeling alienated, isolated, and alone. The Holy Spirit is the one that's going to take you out of all that and give you an entirely different storyline to live by. That's if you set your heart and mind and you yield to the help of the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, right here it says, St. Paul says, by your inspiration, Holy Spirit, that you want us to understand. You want to help us understand the gifts that God has given to us. Well, Holy Spirit, help me. I want to know, I want to see, I want to understand, and I want to cooperate with what God's doing in my life. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk a little bit about concretely other ways in which we can do that, but I just want to also highlight from St. Peter's first chapter in his first letter. He begins by, you know, talking about the fact that we're chosen and destined by God the Father, and we're sanctified by the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ, and these beautiful phrases, these are words on a page, but it's the Holy Spirit who helps these words come alive. What does it mean that I'm chosen? What does it mean I'm destined by God, that I'm a person of destiny? What is that destiny? That I've been sanctified by the Spirit. What does that mean to be sanctified, set apart by God? So Peter goes on to describe what it brings to us is great hope when we lay hold of these things. And our hope is rooted, of course, he said, in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in walking in that awareness in the gifts of the Spirit, as the Spirit teaches us and changes us by making us a new creation, here's how Peter ends that first chapter. He says, the prophets, that is of the Old Testament, who prophesied of the grace that was to be yours, what we've been talking about in this program, searched and inquired about this salvation. These prophets inquired what person or time was indicated by the Spirit of Christ within them when predicting the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glory, Jesus' death and resurrection and ascension into glory. They had inklings of that, prophetic insight into that. The Holy Spirit was anticipating in their own awareness of what's coming. Verse 12 says this, it was revealed to them that they, the prophets of the Old Testament, were serving not themselves, but serving you in the things which have now been announced to you by those who preach the good news to you through the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look. The angels themselves didn't know fully the mystery of God's plan that's come forth fully in Christ. And it's being revealed in us. It's not just something we observe outside us. It's something we're living in. It's something that's actually happening to us. It's actually begun in those who have been baptized. It's coming into the awareness of what Paul says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.